in all the rush to get her alone, I didn't even consider that this is where she was attacked. This place is flush with horrific memories for her. I am such an asshole. I'm sorry, we can find another spot, I say. She straightens her spine and shakes her head, pulling some stray curls back into the messy knot piled on her head.
No, it's fine.
The atmosphere shifts between us. She stares at me, serious, sizing me up.
What was that back there?
She says. I shrug and lower my gaze. She wants answers I can't even give. I don't know, I say. Her lips curl into an oval as she puffs out a frustrated breath. I can't stop staring at her lips, wondering how soft they might be. Wondering how she might taste. Probably like cinnamon.
You must know,
she says. Her voice is clipped, annoyed. It snaps me from my fantasy, breaking my thoughts and desire for her.